I'm Lisa DeLay, and you're listening to the Spark My Muse podcast. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Soul School Lesson 14. This month, I'm talking a lot about vocation, and it's part of Syn Create. That's a hashtag, S-Y-N, create. It's part of a collaborative effort I'm doing with James Prescott and a whole bunch of other creators worldwide, and we're talking about vocation in the month of January. And in the month of February, we're talking about a new way to look at repentance, not so much a religious repentance, but the U-turns that we take in life and the way we turn things around for ourselves in many different ways. But in terms of vocation, the one thing I wanted to talk about today was the secret sauce of vocation. And that sounds maybe a little hokey or a little gimmicky, but as I've been really talking about it with people and really asking a lot of questions and thinking about it for myself, I've actually been coming up with several things that seem to be coming to the top time and time again, sort of the cream that rises to the top. I wanted to share that with you because I think it might be really helpful. So this sort of special sauce involves two main things. The first thing is following your curiosity. Again and again, I'm learning that people who find their vocation follow their passions and their curiosity no matter what, and they continue to follow them until it leads them to things that create work, create meaningful work, but create something that they can do that's useful to others, that started out with just something that they were just naturally curious about. Derek Sivers is the example that really spurred this on and made me ask a lot of questions. So for him, it was he had a CD of his own music he wanted to sell. And at the time, the only way you could sell music online was if BMG or a major distribution place would sell it for you online, and you had to have a major record deal with a major company. And since he didn't have one of those, he just thought, I'm just going to put up a website myself and put a buy now button up. And if someone clicks the buy now button, I'll just send them my CD myself. So he figured it all out, and it cost him about $500. And then a friend asked him, could you do that for my CD? And he said, sure. So he did it for his, and then another friend asked him. And then he thought, maybe I should just charge a little for my time. And he did that. And the next thing he knew, he had CD Baby, and he was making $100 million a year after a little while. And he didn't really anticipate this happening, but he just did what he was really curious about, and he made something work and made something useful. And a lot of people needed that service because they didn't have these major record deals. And because he was curious about it, he learned programming to satisfy his own need and his own curiosity. And I think it works out like that a lot for a lot of people. If they're interested in music, or they're interested in something about computers, or they're interested in gardening or animals, they just really have a passion, and they just follow their curiosity, and they follow their next step, and that leads them to the next thing and to the next thing. And I think sometimes we think fearfully about those things and about our curiosity, and we let other people speak their fears into our lives, and we don't just follow our next passionate, curious step. And so my recommendation to you would be very, very curious, ask a lot of questions, and just keep taking those next very curious steps to find your vocation if you haven't found it already. And as I said in previous Soul Schools, is your vocation doesn't have to be your 40-hour-a-week job or the thing you get your main paycheck from. It can just be something you just love to do and that you feel your heart just sings when you do it, or you were put on this earth to do this sort of thing, at least for this season in your life. The next thing about this special sauce, if you want to call it that, or if I want to call it that, is that when you're looking for something to do that's meaningful in your life, if you make sure that your curiosity matches up with your usefulness, you really have a perfect match. And that does go back to the story I just told you about Derek Sivers and the CD Baby story. So his curiosity was music and how to sell his music, his own music, for his own benefit. And then he was just useful to his friends. And that's kind of what works out a lot of times, is this, these two special ingredients are, I love doing this very much, and what I learned can help someone else, or what I have found for myself, I can share with someone else. Or what I've landed on, or this product that I created for myself, I know can benefit someone else. So it's this natural curiosity kind of fused together with something else that will really benefit other people that they really need. They're so happy to get it, and they're so happy to know it, or so happy to learn it. They'll be very happy to pay you for it. And it doesn't mean that every time you think of something or this thought that comes into your head, this useful thing, that somebody will be happy to pay you for it. But it is those combination of two special things, those two secret sauce things that I'm learning come together very often to create this kind of secret sauce that as people are telling me their stories and as I'm asking those questions again and again and again, these things come up. I followed my curiosity. I was passionate about this thing. And then I came up with this idea, and I had learned from what I discovered, and then I shared what I learned, or I created a product that I needed because I was curious about this thing. And when I created this product, other people needed it, and voila, there it was. So when we make a point to be useful and we make a point to follow our curiosity, big things happen, and our passion is contagious. And I think that's kind of what's happened for me personally on this podcast. I'm a naturally curious person. But also, I think it's very interesting to share some of the findings I have with other people. And other people who are like me sort of latch onto what I'm doing and are interested in it too. It does become contagious. And then those same people who are, I guess you could say, the tribe of people who like the same thing, wind up sharing it with other people. And then those like-minded people kind of band together and they become sort of your group. And that's exactly what you want. And you wind up finding each other. And that's perfect. That's exactly what you want. So when you're looking for your vocation, or when you're in the middle of finding it, you want to find your tribe, and you want to find the people who are curious in the same ways that you are. And you want to be useful to those same people that are like you. And you're not going to click with every single person. And you're not going to be curious like every other person. So my homework for you today is to do one thing that follows in your curiosity, that follows in that next step in something you're curious and passionate about. And I have my Spark My Muse Facebook page. It's just facebook.com/SparkMyMuse. And if you are doing your homework and you think that it helps you to be accountable in this way, to do your homework and then sort of report back, you get extra fictitious bonus points. You don't get any real bonus points, but it really can be helpful to sort of log in your time as, hey, I did this and this is my progress. If you want to share what you've done in a concrete way, you can go to that Facebook page and say what you've done to follow your curiosity. I'm eager to see what you've done, and it will probably help other people to see that you've sort of logged in some time towards your goals and towards following that call of a vocation in your life. So I wish you well until the next podcast. The next one will be on Friday. And join me again on Wednesday for another Soul School. May your life be blessed. Mm-hmm.